And hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. I'm
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And hello, everyone. Hello, and good evening. I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. This is where we take a closer look at news, information, and education issues. And we're talking about a local audience. We're talking about a national audience, and we're talking about a global news and education and information. We're broadcasting, and we're also broadcasting. Those two, I get mixed up all the time. I have a couple of wonderful guests here, and we have a great show for you this evening. We are going to be talking about how you can save money by access to attorneys at a very low cost. So I'm going to be talking to, Alita Thomas. How are you, Alita?
I'm fine tonight. Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
And to Sandra Rivas. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. Why do you have your jacket on? It's hot in here.
I think I will take it off now.
Well, thank you very much. And the ladies are from New Jersey. And we're going to be talking about a legal shield. And some of you may know it. It had another name. It was pre-legal. And was it pre-legal?
Prepaid.
Yeah, prepaid legal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an organization that I became involved with in the 1980s with a person named Jonathan Blau, years and years and years ago. And I think it was at least about 30-something years ago. I thought it was 40, but it sounds like 40 anyway. And I have been so satisfied with it, but I'm going to have to leave that just for a minute. Because I want to tell people, as soon as I get my glasses out, I want to tell people about Gus. You know, the library has announced that he has his archives at New York Public Library, by the way, everyone. You know, because every time that we're on, I always give some information about Gus. He is still under the weather, and we're hoping and praying that everything is going to be all right, and we will keep you posted and up to date. Anyway, his archives are at the Newark Museum, by the way. And so if you wanted to do, if those of you who have some social studies or, you know, papers do, and you're talking about, say, people who are legends and people who are, you know, famous coming from the New Jersey area, you want to go to Newark Library and get Gus's archives. Okay. You know that Gus graduated from Hampton University.
Oh.
And, so did some of our family,
Greg
from Hampton. And we're very particular and very, much involved with the historically black colleges, and because they're so important. A lot of people think that, well, they aren't, but yes, they are. They turn out some of the finest people. And also another thing that we're going to be doing today, when we talk about prepaid legal and Legal Shield, this is the new name, Legal Shield. You're going to find out that you're going to be able to save a lot of money, and you're also going to find out that you can actually go into business. As I said, I've been in it for a long period of time, and have I made money? You bet your bottom booty. It's nice when you get checks in about 4 or 5 times a year, because you have all these people who, want to come in with you. And this has been going on. It has withstood the test of time. Am I right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And when did you get into it then?
I got into it, I believe it was in 1998.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so overall, it's been 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very pleased with it. I'm very proud to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And got in under you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember. I remember.
Yeah.
Because it was a good deal.
Yeah, it really was. It made sense. It helped people. So I like to help people. And that's another really big reason why I stayed with it. Because
mm-hmm.
When you help people with something that you're doing in terms of a business,
uh-huh.
then you've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, when I first heard about it, I couldn't believe the fact that I could pay $9.95 a month
mm-hmm.
and get any kind of legal advice that I needed.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
using it for everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yeah.
And now I think when you join, you only pay about, what is it?
Well, you will pay.
Depending on the program that you get, but basically, what are you?
Basically, you pay $17.
And you get all access of different issues too,
Yeah, you get the legal plan for
mm-hmm.
$17. And if you get the legal plan plus identity theft, you would pay $26.95 per month.
Do you know that just happened to me?
Oh, what happened?
Identity theft. Okay? Mm-hmm. I've got to go see my bank tomorrow because, you know, this happened about 2 years ago.
Really?
And, yeah, and whoever did it got me for $400. And I swore it would never happen again. It just happened a couple of days ago. So I've got to go to the bank and straighten this out. But now, all I'm going to do is call the prepaid lawyer. See, I forgot about it for a long period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right.
So, Evita, when did you come in?
I came in the same time. Founder got involved. And it's coincidental. We had the same set of circumstances now that we had then.
A lot
of the large companies were merging and consolidating, and I got bumped from my position. So I was trying to find a backup plan. And I heard about it. It just made sense to me. And it's something I would have, the service is something I would have used on my own anyway. Good sense. And the cost was just right.
Well, the reason why I got into it was because of the fact that I was having legal issues. And the price, I mean, $9.95. Now, that's what it cost when I first got in, which was some 30-odd years ago, and been in it all of this time. And then, you know, as you go on and on, you start getting checks for people who are going to be coming into the organization because you do have to pay a membership fee, and then you have access to all kinds of things. And I call the lawyers all the time, even though I have two lawyers in this family, my daughter and my son-in-law. So if I don't want to borrow, buy them with like little things, you know, like I have to straighten out my license. Since I haven't been driving for about 5 or 6 months, I've forgotten. And I think my license is now suspended.
I will
call them tomorrow. And I'm going to say, hey, Lord, and they always do what you want. And they listen. You know, this is another thing that I like, you know.
Well, what we have, too, is even though, like, some people do have attorneys in their families, sometimes there are some legal issues that you might feel you want to keep in just amongst yourself. You know,
don't
you know,
tell Christy that. This is my daughter.
Oh, my goodness. And sometimes you just want to deal with some things privately.
Yeah, that's right.
And you just feel a little better about it. You can share it with the kids later, you know, once things are resolved, if you choose to. So it works pretty well. And some of our family lawyers are not, but they're not experienced in all areas of law. So with Legal Shield, you have a variety of different lawyers that handle every area of law. They had different expertise in it.
And Alita, what did you find that you needed a lawyer during that time initially or what?
It was more as a precaution, like regular insurance. Rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Also, a lot of issues come up where a lot of us fly from the seat of our pants. Sometimes it's better to get informed information to help you make a better decision.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Because we screw ourselves up a lot of time by just trying to act like we know it all.
My goodness. But anyway, we're going to be getting more into this. And I know you do have 800 numbers. That's just one thing when you get into it. They give you an 800 number. And I need mine renewed. So, you know, we're going to be doing that. But in the meantime, I'd like to give out your 800 number. So anybody who wants more information or who wants to sign up can do that. And also, since we are going to be doing advertising here on GoPro Net Radio Network right here, we can use the shows now for letting people know about all kinds of making money
things. We need as much information as we can get.
Yeah, because I also have somebody.
Time's the heart.
That's right. And you know one thing, I also have somebody coming in talking about how to save your house. All right. You know, a lot of us have lost mortgages, lost houses and whatnot. And now, and prepay, these lawyers will take this on.
Yes, they will.
So I'm
they
really
give
satisfied about
the
that.
The advice you need to make the right choice.
And they'll also take the cases. Because I was dealing with a copyright issue, you know, for a couple of my, you know, children's books. And I said, heck, I can't do this all, you know, myself. I didn't feel like filling out all the information. You know, I get lazy, so I picked up the phone. I said, look, can you guys do this? They said, yes. They're so cheery. I said, fine, here it is. And then also, you know, with some of the shows we have done, because Gus and I have been preparing our shows and our interviews and our conversations that we've done with people over the years, over some, me, over 25 or 30 years, him, I think it was longer than that. We're preparing it for the internet and for, you know, you know, the websites and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find out about copyright issues.
Right.
I had to find out, for instance, I did an interview with Rosa Parks some years ago, and it was a one-on-one.
Yeah, wonderful.
And at that time, I think I was working for a certain, you know, television station at the time. And I produced that. And I wanted to know when that went into the area of the of public domain, when does it become mine?
Okay,
and since I was working with this particular television station, it was not mine. It had to go into the public domain. Well, this was over 27 years ago that I did that interview with her. And so the lawyer told me, he said, yes, you know, you're safe. And I said, well, make sure. And they were so fascinated with the problem because, you know, I didn't want to put this stuff on the air and then have them come and say, we're suing you, you know. So, but what I did was I said, you know, just make sure that it's, you know, fail safe, you know. So so they said, boy, this is really interesting. They got all involved in happy lawyers, right?
A different challenge.
I'm telling you. They got all involved. And then they came to me and they said, we have found a legal out.
Terrific.
And I'm not going to tell you about what
that's
out of my business. But, you know, I got it.
Wow.
And now I feel perfectly, thank you, and I feel perfectly safe in, you know, getting the stuff that we have from all this history, you know, that we've been putting on the air. For instance, Gil had, Gil Noble had that same, you know, carnival.
Wow.
And
it,
like
it is.
Because I think he finally became the owner. You know, of his things, because he was doing some phenomenal things.
Yeah.
Oh, watched them religiously.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when he started doing his program, you know, the what he did was he brought, you know, our world to, you know, the white world, really.
Right.
And he did it with his, you know, with his, you know, show about, you know, well, about blacks.
Yes.
I first saw Dr. Ben on Gil Noble's show when I was at Channel 47 years ago.
Are you serious?
Wow. That was the first time I heard of black people. Okay, it was through Dr. Ben Yekinen's mouth on Gil Noble's show.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and then Gus came afterwards doing Positively Black, and he picked it up with all the people that he was interviewing, like Adam Clayton Powell, Malin Mandela, you name it. I got a chance to interview Mandela, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hope you saved that one. Do you think?
Is there water in the ocean? That was radio, though. I didn't get it to do it.
His smile.
Yeah.
Mandela's smile.
You know, before we go on to, you know, give out your number for 800 number for people who want to know about Legal Shield.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about it later on, but, you know, just give out your number now. Get pens and papers, everybody. This is what I used to tell people on WLIB. Yeah. Make sure you get out pens and papers because you're going to find out something that you need to know.
Exactly. Well, I'm Sandy Revis, and my number is 1-877-548-4611.
When you're on the old radio, you always give it again.
Okay.
Slower.
It's 1-877-548-4611.
Okay, Sandy, one more time. That's
1-877. I'm sorry. 548-4611.
Okay, 1-877-548-4611. Okay, so that's Sandy. Mm-hmm. And then, Lita, what's yours?
My number is 1-888-404-5594.
Okay, so Alita's number is 1-888-404-5594.
And I also give you a website, case
1-888-404-5594. And Sandy's once again 1-877-548-4611 or Alita 1-888-404-5594. Now we're going to give that out in the program later because this is some hot stuff.
Oh, it is.
I wouldn't even be talking about it. I think people know me were it not, really.
Can I tell you one story that I had why I used
No.
Oh, okay.
No, go right ahead. I'm kidding.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Well, what happened was I had gone to a leading, well-known store, and I bought some cake. They had three loaves of cake and got it home, and I was going to have for dessert with the family. Well, I had a slice of cake, and I'm chewing into the cake, and what was in the cake? But pieces of pencil.
Ooh.
So pencil pieces broken up in the cake slice that I had. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my God. So normally I would just, okay, I'm going to go back to the store and I'm just going to say, hey, you know, the pieces of pencils were in my cake and this is what's going on here? This is a national store. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I said, nope, I'm going to call Legal Shield.
Yeah.
I called them.
And what happened?
And the attorney wrote a letter to the store.
Uh-huh.
And I had paid only $2.99 for these three loaves of cake.
Uh-huh.
And guess what I got in the mail?
What?
I got a check.
Hot dog.
For $100.
Wow. What? No,
from that leading national store.
Yeah.
And I was always so Legal Shield, but that just put it over the top. I was just too thrilled.
Yeah.
I
mean, because you really, it really demonstrated. That's right. Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Don't see you.
Yeah. That's a good throw. I like that one. Yeah. I like that. What about you, Lita?
I've had some personal stories, but I'll tell one. excuse me. The service provides a legal will, a will, comprehensive will for a member.
Yeah.
I've been talking to this member for a while, but what happened, this person lived in New Jersey. They had family members in California, had a brother. Now, they had a fire, and the brother passed away.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, his son, young son, he's about 8, was left unharmed.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother had died like the previous year or two. This little kid was all alone.
Uh-huh.
He had family members, but nobody found out about it. And this little kid was sucked up in California's child care system.
Wow, okay.
So the brother had a ex-wife in Texas and a sister in New Jersey, but he was physically in custody in California, in the state of California. Then you have this fight going on, who gets custody of the kid? The sister wanted custody, ex-wife wanted custody, and one of his mother's sisters wanted custody.
Uh-huh.
So this is going on and on.
Yeah.
Because we are a national organization, the member in New Jersey was able to go to the firm in Jersey, make arrangements, talk to people in California, and go through all that rigmarole. She didn't have to fly out there. The attorney did the work for her. It took a year, but she finally won custody. But keep in mind, if something happens to you, you don't want your kids to fall into the child custody services of various states, because we've heard some horrible stories about that.
Yeah.
This kid had to go under psychiatric care for a while, but he had some issues. The point being, parents should seriously consider doing a will and designating who you want to care for your children.
Mm-hmm.
There's some family members you don't want to be around your kids.
Yeah, so, that's true. And so you get all that kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But for instance, if when people sign up, say, you know, we have people, you know, here in the studio want to sign up today. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the people here work in New York, live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Legal Shield is all over the country. Their main headquarters is in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, early on when I had first gotten into prepaid, now called Legal Shield, I had the president of the country, of the company, on my show, Harlan, what's his name?
Stonecipher.
Wow.
Stonecipher. He actually came on WLIB radio. At that time, the person who brought that prepaid legal to New Jersey was Jonathan Blount. Was Jonathan Blount, and he has so many people under him. It's just
wonderful,
and we got a lot of information. And but that's what happened. I had and nobody, you know, when we went to the meeting last night, there are a couple people who doubted that I had Harlan on. Well, I can prove it.
Oh.
You know, sure,
because you had the tape of the show, probably.
Probably,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow. See, he's the he was the CEO and founder.
Yeah,
of,
is he still alive now? Or what?
Oh, yeah. He's alive and doing very well.
Yeah, because I understood that he never did radio or television, but he certainly came on WLIB radio at the time.
Wow. That was outstanding.
Really,
You just don't hear that.
He sure did.
So he thought a lot of you.
But he never met me.
Oh.
Who he thought a lot of was his top salesperson, or I don't know what Jonathan's title was, and I mean, but he had tons of people on him. But who I had under his wing was Jonathan Blount, who also was responsible for bringing Tony Brown into prepaid. And a few other people. I wonder what happened to Tony Brown.
I don't disagree to say that. What happened to Tony Brown?
That's a good question. We need to find out.
Yeah, and he was on WLIB, and he was also, you know, on when I was doing what's the name of the show? New Jersey Press Conference on Channel 47.
Right.
I think he was about the second person that I interviewed, you know, when I went on to. And then.
Sure.
Anyway, I want to tell people about this before we go any further. By the way, we're going to be coming back to Legal Shield, which used to be known as Prepaid Legal. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, there is a fantastic film on the Demand Channel. I'm not advertising for them. Mm-hmm. However, the name of it is Booker's Place.
Oh.
And this is a film about an African American man who lived in, you know, I don't know, the early 1900s, or not the 1800s, but early 1900s, when racism was peaking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a waiter in a restaurant.
Okay.
And he worked for this white restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the white people would come there, all these racist whites, mm-hmm. I mean, serious racists. And they would come there, mm-hmm. and they would come to hear him give out this narration about what was on the menu. You know, us, when we get to, you know, making, you know, we can do it. That's right. It was entertainment plus.
Right.
Anyway, you know, so it's the story of him and how he went from being a waiter, from, you know, just playing the game with them, and how he didn't like, because the person who brought this story was I think his granddaughter or his great granddaughter. And I said, look at this. And the footage, they showed white people on plantations still, you know, calling black people niggers and all that sort of thing, you know.
Wow.
And then they also showed him being very, very successful, you know, and opening up his own restaurant.
Okay.
Well, somehow along the line, the white people in that particular point, and there were some good ones, no doubt, you know, some of my best friends. However. However, you know, this was one heck of a film. I recommend it. It was a pre-prohibition era. They showed films about that, so how people would, in order to get a drink, they would have to go into booze because whiskey was illegal, you know. And the restaurant that Booker worked for was Lusco's Restaurant. This was in Mississippi.
Was this based on a true story?
Yes, it is a true story. And this man, this guy who was a northerner, you know, a white filmmaker, you know, thought the story should be told, and it was absolutely wonderful, you know. So, do we have to go for a break? We're still okay. Everything's fine. We're day 21, everyone. Please get out your papers. You have to see Booker's Place. White filmmaker made this film in 1965, and I am so glad that he did. And Booker was asked to greet white people when they went to Lesko's restaurant. Well, he finally opened Booker's Place. And also, if I have to say this, that the African-American people at that time, well, they felt at home. So naturally, they went to the restaurant. They enjoyed themselves. You know how we get together, you know, and everything is like home?
Absolutely.
You know how you go into an area and it's all us and you feel like you're home?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, it doesn't happen that way anymore. Oh, yes, it does. And if it doesn't, you're missing out on a whole lot of stuff, everybody.
That's right.
Anyway, his granddaughter did this. He was also in the Air Force. Okay, but he was finding out that, you know, so many bad things were happening, you know, because these people owned the property. They would walk into a black person's house and just more or less, you know, tell them what to do and with nasty ways. And, you know, and then they were involved with a kill, and he was eventually killed.
Oh.
Okay. And they think, I saw the end of it, and but it's really, really good. So I'm recommending that. I am going to do, you know, Booker's Friends told the story of the Mississippi violence, violence toward blacks. And they talked about the Tallahassee River. Well, you know, that's the place where Emmett Till was killed by whites. Okay. His half-sister had moved to the north. His sister was in the film also. There were various interviews with black Mississippians and a whole lot of other people. But it's a fantastic film. Love all kind of the footage, even though it was really, really sickening. Break time. And we're going for a break right now. We will be right back, everyone. Stay with us. Get out your pens, your papers. You're going to need this because we have a lot more information. By the way, lesson one. How to broadcast, how to produce your own radio show right here at GoPro Network. Coming up. Stay with us, everyone.
Do what you do with all your might, because things half done ain't done right. To all my friends that's understood, everything I do, I try to do it good.
I feel like
every station you listen to,
it's playing the same songs,
petty nonsense.
Doing the same thing.
Over and over and then over again.
We can't tell the difference.
Money and
bling this and dollar bill that is insulting.
The consolidation of radio overall has kind of compromised.
Black radio.
Black radio has become so much like white radio.
I hate the radio now.
A lot of independent artists out there, they're just not getting the airplay. It has affected
it being good.
Nobody's talking about it.
Much more pressing issues that we probably could discuss. I missed the message.
Looking at whether it was a small AM, FM radio, there was a world that's based on voices and tunes, and this little box that you can sit on your desk or sit by your bed.
It's a context for the music. It's a context for your day.
It was a homey feeling that I don't hear anymore.
So much more exhilarating to hear a song on the radio than to play it yourself at home.
One word that can stop someone from killing themselves, someone from giving up.
If you got the right voices and the right things being said on the radio, you can change the way people walk down the street.
I don't remember anything else but black talk radio being like that.
Hot 97 in every city, 107.1 wherever in every city, power whoever you are in whatever city.
And just like the Panther Party, they got rid of, they're getting rid of black people.
If we can't communicate with one another, then we don't know what's happening.
When we lose the power of our own voices, we lose complexity.
Also, you lose the sense of being able to respond.
Out of the thousands of radio stations in this country, only a handful are black owned.
So we have a problem here. The media doesn't look like America.
It all comes down to policy.
So I think we have a legacy of discrimination. And what have we done about it since? Not a lot.
There's not a new era. This has been a total removal. And if somebody didn't plan it, then I don't know how it happened.
Okay, we are back. Kate Thompson here. And we are live. For those of you who want to call in, what is the call-in number? Let me get it right here. It is 323-679-0906. For those of you who want to call in and ask questions or make a comment, call in 323-679-0906. I'm Kay Thompson, and I am with Alita Thomas and Sandra Ravis, and we're talking about, you know, prepaid legal. We're talking about Legal Shield. And we also just got finished talking about this film that you have to see. Some of that footage, by the way, will make you angry. They talk about lynching. They eventually kill this guy, Booker, on Booker's film. And, you know, we need these films because we cannot forget. We should never, never forget what happened to blacks in this country. Not ever. Not for a second. And I think that's why I'm so big on, you know, Trayvon Martin in Sanford in Florida going through what that family is going through. And because of the, Stand Your Ground legislation, you know, and that's kind of nonsense.
In a couple of states, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, more than a couple of states. Yeah. I mean, they passed that, and that was, you know, the NRA who passed it.
Of course.
You know,
yeah.
So, but, and I was saying earlier when that first happened to this young man, you know, I remember, years ago, as a matter of fact, it's happening again now. It has never stopped, really. They will stop young black and Latino, you know, youths now, slam them up against the wall. This is NYPD, you know, and other police stations. Yeah. It's got to stop. Stop and frisk. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, they take the kids in and they've got a record. Their lives are completely ruined. This has happened to a couple of students in New York. Mm-hmm. It's been happening forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's time to stop this crap.
The thing that got me about the case, I was dismayed at the fact that it took over a month before this became news.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why did it take that
and
long?
Over 3 days before they even knew their son was dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Because he had the cell phone with him, so they would have looked at that. And then they would have seen who he was in contact with and could have called them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a caller. Let's go on the line. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey,
how are you? I just wanted to say, great show. I miss hearing Gus, and I just want to say I wish him a speedy recovery.
Thank
you. But I wanted to talk to you guys about Legal Shield. So what kinds of services can people expect? Because, you know, we've heard a lot of people say, you know, they're afraid that, you know, they're going to get lost in the sauce with this kind of service, that there might be fees. But then I've heard some people say some really good things about it. So, you know, I just want to hear from you guys.
Okay.
What are some of the benefits that people can expect from Legal Shield? How is it easy to use? How does it work?
Oh, Well, we give advice on unlimited topics. We do 24/7 emergency assistance. And we have a letter and phone calls that are written on behalf of our members. We have a review of legal documents, contracts, cell phone contracts, gym contracts. We have a standard will preparation where we will deal with living wills, health care, provide of attorney parts of law issues.
Alita, you pick up some of that now.
We have motor vehicle services that cover moving violations. That's moving traffic violations.
Stolen identity theft?
Identity theft. Remember, identity theft, you can't prevent it, but we can help you with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have one.
Well, that you can. They can represent the banks for you. Yes. They can call the banks. They can the lawyers can call the banks. I understand.
If they have to, mm-hmm. because a lot of times identity theft happens and your fraud is perpetuated against you. But sometimes these stores or whoever is out of money will sue you because there are instances where people fake this. So it often happens where you have to prove it wasn't you, but also you have to handle any legal actions that might come up because people sue you.
Also, landlord and rent issues. You know, if your landlord raises your rent in violation of a verbal agreement, you can call the lawyer. You decide to change your name, you are charged with DWI, issues. Creditors take action against you, and I have a company that's trying to made a short loan, and all of a sudden the loan costs about 10 times the amount.
Really?
I gave that to Legal Shield. People said, okay, you deal with it. They're dealing with it. I don't have to even touch it. They're dealing with it. Isn't that something?
That's great.
But that's illegal.
Yes.
You know, that some of these loan companies, you'll get the loan, and then all of a sudden you find that, they have gone up so high that it's 10 times the amount that you know.
Exactly.
So if your dog bites somebody, if somebody is injured on your property, a stranger calls and demands money or damaging information will be released. Your car is repossessed unjustly. Mm-hmm. You're subpoenaed. You're called to jury duty. By the way, you don't have to go to jury duty if you're a senior citizen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, really? I'm in the
So when that talent.
You need a lease agreement. Your son is injured in a football game. A neighbor pulls over. Jeweler sells you faulty merchandise. I mean, so many things,
This is 101 reasons why you might need an attorney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're just not used to having attorneys like the general population, maybe like the 99%.
Yeah.
Well,
people, when I was doing it a long time ago, and a lot of friends came out and they were amazed at the kinds of things the help they can give. And then there are some people who wouldn't call the attorneys, even though you're only paying $9. I think some people thought this is too good to be true.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. It was true and it was good.
Right.
So, and it's still good. So I'm glad to be back involved with it. I don't know why I stopped, but I became busy and, we had illnesses and
life gets in the way.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you're here. Your 800 number again, Sandy, is
1-877-548-4611.
Once again?
1-877-548-4611.
That's 1-877-548-4611. And Lita, your number is?
My number is 1-888-404-5594. 1-888-404-5594.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to leave this for a minute, and I just want to go to one other thing, and then I'm going to come back to this.
Okay.
So anybody who has any questions, you can call in right now with your questions in any of the areas that we're talking about. This is K's class. We're going into K's class. Mm-hmm. And K's class is where I'm going to start teaching the first lesson on how to produce your own radio show. That's what I was teaching in the school systems. I was teaching at the different colleges.
I remember
colleges.
Some of that.
Yeah, and then I was also teaching African-American history. So, as a matter of fact, I was under contract with New York Board of Education for over 10 years.
Wow.
Developing the educational television channel and also teaching. Because, I don't believe in textbooks anymore.
Yeah.
They're
going beyond
so boring having taught. Come on, some of the social studies, boring. But what I do believe in is student interaction.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you, and I find that if you ask, you know, kid, what do they want to do? You know, sometimes, you know, well, the junior high school kids, I have to say, junior mm-hmm. high school kids are a pain in the butt.
They are.
I know, because changing. My kids went through it.
Yeah.
You know, they're changing their hormones mm-hmm. or, you know, going crazy. They're going crazy.
Yes, they
it's
are.
A challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a challenge. Mm-hmm. I had to put one of my children out of the car.
Oh.
I said, I love you dearly, but get out and walk. Of course, I follow them. I won't name which one. Of course, she's
idea.
Here.
I have an idea.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you. They start changing. They don't want you to kiss them goodbye anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know. And then if you want, if you ask them something about the computer, oh, I have an expert that I, you know how old he is. Luca is 7. And he says, Nana, you're too slow.
I want to say, oh, Ricky. I'll tell you something. I have a watch.
Uh-huh.
It's a digital watch.
Uh-huh.
I'm still on regular time. I can't change it. Standard daylight savings time. I can't figure it out. I was so embarrassed. I was at lunch today. The lady said, Alita, what time is it? I said, oh, I'm an hour behind.
Well, let me tell you something about new social media right here at Black Wax or BW Moving Images. You know, we're the ones who put on the Disappearing Voices. Where is this film?
Okay.
And this has been produced by Ty Washington and Shauna and, you know, and Ayanna. Mm-hmm. And Ayanna Jones. Ayanna Jones is she's coming up right after me. Ayanna, where are you? She's around here. And then Shauna, who's, you know, the lead technician. Good Lord, I don't know how in the world she does all the stuff that she does. Mm-hmm. And then Ty Washington, who is head of this. And so Disappearing Voices, the Decline of Black Radio. We are going through this, you know, right now.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
How do you get that?
How do you get that? Well, you contact BW Moving Images, and we are located here at 280 First Street in Jersey City. Let me give that again. B as in boy, W. That's for Black Wax, W-A-X-X is spelled, Moving Images Studio. So that's BW Moving Image Studio, 280 First Street. So that's BW Moving Images Studio.
Okay.
280 First Street in Jersey City, New Jersey, and the zip is 07302.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ayanna Jones will be up at 9 p.m. with, and she's going to be talking about Disappearing Voices also. Is that true? Okay.
Yeah.
That's Ayanna giving me, that's Shauna giving me these cues. Let me see what else. And if you have, and you want to get in touch with the studio, I'm going to give you the, can I give out the studio number on the air right now, Shauna? What do you think? No? You saying yes or no? Yeah. BM is www.bwmovingimages.com. So that's where people can go for it. Okay. www.bwmovingimages.com. And this is also GoPro Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to lesson number one, how to produce your own radio show. Well, everybody, let me tell you something right now, and this is not only directed at, to us, because we know this. We're sitting on gold mines. We are sitting our little fannies on gold mines. You know, I want to say something else, but I'll be nice. And the reason being because of the fact that each one of us has a fantastic history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, with our families, we go all the way back to Virginia.
Yes,
you know, and I found cousins all over the place, which I'm really, really delighted about. And so we're sitting on these histories. Now we have to tell our story, not only because of the fact that we are Black Americans or African-American Americans, but the point is our families have been through a lot. They know how to live.
Yes.
They know what to do in order to survive. We can learn from that. We also know that we are motivated. This is like my 90th career.
Eye of the tiger.
I have reinvented myself. I went off the radio because WLID, they were changing, you know, the programming. And they got rid of a lot of us. Their loss, because we were good.
That's right.
Right.
All right. But then again, so I decided that, well, I told Gus one day, I said, look, you know, because a friend of mine wanted me to fill in for him up in New Rochelle.
You were talking about it for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you think I was tired of talking, right?
Of course
but I
not.
Found
no,
my
no way, no way. Technology found a way for you.
So I went and zoomed in for this friend of mine up in New Rochelle, and I stepped into the zone. It was like being home again. You know, I said, wow. So
it's fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, and Gus used to tell me, he said, you could do the show in your pajamas and no one would ever know.
That's right.
You know, I thought that was brilliant of him. So anyway, but so anyway, when you broadcast, you can actually do your own show. We have so much information, and so many of us want to know about different things and do know about things and have creative ideas of how they can make money or how can they could just enjoy life. Exactly. Now, I enjoy this.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was on Channel...
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm getting a kick out of it. I'll have to tell you, Sandy, when I was on Channel 47, I'd have paid them. I was vain. I used to save my own tape because I liked the way I looked. That's not true now.
No,
but it was great.
Okay.
But it was great. But the point is, you know, I became the producer of it, and the person who really started me in television was Everett Felder. Everett Felder also introduced my ex-husband to the NAACP, and that's how he became an activist. But anyway, in producing your own show, when we say producing, everyone, you are the producer of your own lives, meaning that when you produce an outside programming like a radio program or even a television program, television is in another area because you need a whole lot of equipment. You need cameras and you need, you know.
Right.
Radio, it's different. You don't even have to dress if you don't want to do it.
What about that coming in here?
I'm telling you, I don't even have to comb my hair. I don't even have to put on any makeup. Come on, you know, this is wonderful. And anyway, you think of an idea of a show. You know, and the average person listening to it right now, you know, you can think of an idea like that. Wow, I want to talk about this.
Right.
Wow, I want to talk about my family in the hills of Virginia. Right? With one stoplight.
Being chased.
Right.
I tell you.
You know, I want to talk about my animal. I want to talk about my kids.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to put animal and kids in the same.
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
We have to change the name so we're all protected identity.
But also, so what do you do? You think of the idea. The producer comes up with the initial idea. And I've been able to create so many different ideas, I guess because I'm slightly off at times and say, oh, I want to do that. And then I have the nerve to think that people want to listen to me. And then I make them because I'm here.
Well, it's your show.
That's right. And plus, you're making it humanistic, you know.
Yeah,
so I think that's really great.
And you have to love what you do. If you don't have a passion for what you do, then I mean, come on. You know, we can reinvent ourselves.
Right.
And if you're not satisfied with what you're doing, then do something else. Believe me, you can do it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, I'm getting. Sean is giving me these cues. See, this is what you do when you come here to GoPro. Radio Network and BW Moving Images. You can do your own show right here.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like
it
used to be. Yeah, because you know we're heard. Yeah, we're heard locally and nationally. Not only that, but globally.
Wow, that's fabulous. Thank goodness.
Yeah, listen, we're going to come back with more. We'll be right back. Thanks, Shauna. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everything we do is service oriented. We're excited about digital technology. We're excited about the future. On Blog Talk Radio, there are over like 13 million people with shows. And while they do run the challenge of getting out there and letting people know that they're broadcasting, that's where we come in. You know, with our marketing expertise, we also have a studio right here. Well, it's difficult for you to run a show and engineer your own show. Anybody who has a show knows that it's not easy to do that unless you have help. So what we offer people is a team here that can engineer your show, both, you know, an online engineer that can feed you information on the topic that you're discussing, an in-studio engineer that can make sure your levels sound good, that your mic is connected, that your internet connection is not getting interrupted. We also have somebody that monitors the show to see how it's sounding while you're on there, as though they're a listener out there in the universe.
The Kenny and Gus Show on GoPro Radio Network, where we are committed to giving you a closer look. On our show, we talk about politics, art, business, education, culture, current events, and most importantly, history. And
what these services do is to help you to have a better show. Because, yeah, you can be on Blog Talk just like you can be on YouTube. But do you have professional people who are shooting? Do you have Do you have professional people who are helping you to engineer your show? BW Moving Images offers that service under the GoPro Radio Network. We're looking to have a well-rounded roster, people who do political shows. Folks want to talk about sports. You want to have a cooking radio show, which I've never heard of, but I just thought of that, so you need to copyright that. But a cooking, you know, sports, something funny, whatever it is, just to build that up, you know, under the BW Moving Images umbrella. You know, we really are a multimedia company, and we want to have our hands in all those kinds of things, because people are listening to the radio. They're logging on and listening to shows, and we want to be there if they're doing that, whether it's filmmaking or otherwise. You know, and now is the time for all of those independent folks to get together and really network with each other so that, you know, we can have access not only to the tools that we need to build a great radio show, but to build roads to an audience so that people will know we're here and will listen to our stuff. You know, that's always been our goal here at BW Moving Images. You know, like I said, not just to make great content, but to connect with a really great audience and continue to inspire them and be inspired by them.
Okay, we are back. Yes, we are back, and we were treated to Ayanna Jones, you know, talking about the disappearance of Black radio, which is extremely important because the fact that if our radio stations disappear, then that means that our voices, mm-hmm. our opinions disappear, mm-hmm. our wants, our needs, mm-hmm. our, you know, everything mm-hmm. that we need exactly. to hear,
mm-hmm.
access to voting will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and isn't it coincidental that, you know, Black radio is going through this mm-hmm. period of disappearance just before the election, the
exactly.
re-election of President Obama,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm urging everybody to get out and get out that vote. By the way, Donald Payne Jr. is running for congressman. He's running for the congressional seat in his father's place.
Mm-hmm.
So those people in Newark and the South Ward and all over the different districts that Donald, you know, was the congressman of, he's very well thought of. And there's some people, you know, we saw on cable the other day, they must have been insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the things that they were saying about Donald Payne Jr.'s father,
oh.
you know, senior, and had no basis in fact whatsoever. But, you know, people like that, you know, they don't deal with facts anyway. Well,
yeah.
they lie. And then another thing, you know, they're getting paid.
Mm.
So let's put it, you know, in internet radio, you can tell it like
mm-hmm.
it is. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what was happening because there's no basis for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, mm-hmm. we anyway, let's only get back to producing your own show. When you are a producer, you come up with the original idea.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Sandy, you're a
mm-hmm.
teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you know that you can come up with your own mm-hmm. show dealing with children.
Exactly.
You can even do comedy if you want. You know you have a squeaky,
I have plenty
you have
of
a squeaky voice that I always love.
I know, I sound really weird anytime I have myself on tape. And I'm like, that's how I sound. Oh my God!
Yes,
I couldn't believe it.
But there's no reason why you can't. You know, at this stage of the game, people say, "Well, why don't you give up? Give up what? What are you crazy? What am I going to be bored the rest of my life?
Oh,
you
yeah.
have got to be kidding! Come
mm-hmm.
on!
That's right.
I still have a lot to talk about.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, so that's what it means to come up with a show
okay.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think radio is really mm-hmm. easier at this particular point because you don't need the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I can take a mic and go on the street somewhere and I've got a radio show. and Ty Washington will be nice enough to put me on his network. You know, because
yeah,
there's a little bit of insanity here, you know.
Yeah. He's a very nice fellow. He was very kind to us when we came to
yeah.
the studio.
Yeah, yeah. And Ayanna comes on. Byron was on before me. I have to talk to him. You know, he was feeling a little sad thinking that, you know, people didn't want him on or something. But, you know, he gives a history of music. And, you know, it's absolutely fascinating, you know.
Mm.
You know, all, I think, jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And all different kinds, and he knows so many of the artists and whatnot. I mean,
okay.
can you imagine this kind of history?
Absolutely.
You know? So I said, but don't let people do that to you, you know?
No.
Say, hey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And his passion. So
yeah.
we all have a passion,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, you know, yeah, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For instance, Lita, if you could do a radio show, what kind of show would you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have any dead air in radio. In television, yet. No dead air.
Well, this is what I'm doing now. The biggest thing is that it shows you have
people have so many skills and abilities.
Yeah.
But you never find out or discover what they are until you challenge.
Right.
When I started doing this business, I got headaches because I stayed up all night. I couldn't sleep. I just had ideas.
You were that excited about it?
Yes, I was.
See that?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
And you started, you have
By
to
the
do
way,
something.
Everyone, that is Sandy Ravis's phone.
I am so sorry.
That's a wonderful sound, by the way.
I forgot to turn it off. I never expected to get a call. Now, any other time, no one would
You
want to
answer
that.
The call? What's
no,
your
no, no, no.
Just like you
oh
said, you were excited about this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Just to discover you have ability.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You find out you did something.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Damn, I'm good. I didn't realize I could do
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It makes you really feel good.
Yes, it really
and,
does.
And it's a new career.
It's enabling
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
Said, you mm-hmm. If you reinvented yourself accidentally because
yeah,
you found a new skill you didn't
yeah,
know you possessed.
Uh-huh.
And that's wonderful, people have to tell you.
And about. You can get on the radio mm-hmm, and talk about that.
Yes.
We are multifaceted and
yes,
multitasking.
Yes,
we can do any
yes,
other thing that we want. Listen, women
settle,
will change the world now.
You
know how
that,
many you know how many things we juggle.
Oh yeah.
It's including husbands.
Only one at a time.
Did you hear what you're
saying? And not cold.
No, I'm shocked. I'm like, is this my sister? Oh my God.
Anyway, so that's really the basis for what a producer does. And there goes their phone again. That's okay, Sandy. But, you know, the producer comes up with the original idea, you know. In fact, when I came in here, Sonny Sutherland was here. And he was saying, why aren't we getting that advertising from Donald Payne Jr. that he's running for office? I said, you know anything? I said, that's absolutely right. I'm downstairs in the car.
Nope.
And so then Bill calls on the car phone, and we asked him, and he said, you know what, they were going to do that because we want to start using social media.
Yes.
And I said, GoPro Radio Network, we have it all here.
Right.
You know, right here at BW Moving Images here in Jersey City, everyone.
Uh-huh.
And the number here at the studio, you know, the address is BW Moving Images Studio, 280 First Street in Jersey City. And, you know, you can get the phone number, but you have to, you know, really write the name down. Also, there's a call-in that you can use to talk on us for, you know, about 7 or 8 more minutes, Shauna. About 9 more minutes. We're going fast, 323-679-0906. And then Ayanna Jones is coming up for her show. And there's another show right after that. And, you know, they're moving really with the network radio. But once you produce your show, once you come up with an idea, I have 3 minutes. Once you come up with an idea, then you have to figure out if you're going to be doing the radio show. Well, who's going to be talking or who's going to be doing what? You have to figure out your on-air person and then the people behind you, the production. So basically, that's it. But lesson number 2, case class, is going to be coming up Wednesday. In other words, we have 2 more minutes. The number to call for, your 800 number for information about prepaid or Legal Shield is
1-877-548-4611. 1-877-548-4611.
And Alita?
My number is 1-888-404-5594.
What else did you want?
I wanted to give them a website. I know a lot of people
like
to do it that way.
Go right ahead.
www.theserviceplan.com.
Oh, okay. www.theserviceplan.com.
Serviceplan. All one word, .com.
Yeah. Okay, so there you have it. And we're going to be doing this again and again. We're going to be having the lesson number 2 next Wednesday when we'll have a whole lot of other stuff. So
I've learned
coming
a lot.
Up.
I am too.
Shauna at Black Wax. You want me to give your address out, Shauna? Anyway, what do you say? Just let me hear it. What did you say? No dead air here. Can't hear. What? I can't hear you. She's in the control room. God, if she disappeared, boy, I'm telling you, we'd be stuck. I'm telling you. But anyway, BW Moving Images, www.bwmovingimages.com. That's where you go to find out about doing your own radio show. Because the fact that we are building a network.
Yeah.
Okay, and remember, you were not only heard locally and nationally, but globally.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, and if you wanted to get the Disappearing Voices movie, I mean, it's on DVD. It's go to www.disappearingvoices.com to buy the DVD. I don't know what the cost is, but you can find out. www.disappearingvoices.com, and that's to buy the DVD. You know, we were interested in saving Black radio. This is really good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see it. One more minute. I'm Kay Thompson, and I'm going to be saying, well, Gus, seeing you later on. And, you know, there's another thing I was going to say. His archive, Gus's archives at Newark Museum. There's so many things going on.
Really?
Lisa is here. My daughter Lisa is here. She's out there, and she's involved with, you know, the show. So is my son, Eric. So is my daughter, Gina. And so is my daughter, Christy. My son-in-law, Wilfredo. Should I go on and on and on?
You can.
We have an army. You know, we have an army. I'm telling you. So, anyway, join us next week. Okay, for the Kay and Gus Show, I'm Kay Thompson.
Good night, Kay.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night.